This is Politics on Parade here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. A lot of people were all upset about Hillary Clinton's use of the term deplorables when she said that half of Donald Trump's supporters were a basket of deplorables. Actually, when you look at polling and you look at what she defined as deplorables, there are people who are racist, people who are homophobic, people who are misogynistic, people who are anti-Semitic. When you look at what people who are Donald Trump supporters say in polling about their beliefs on these issues, it seems to be that it is greater than 50%, at least the way Hillary Clinton describes deplorables. But we don't look at deplorables in general on this show. We have a specific focus. So we're going to look at Donald Trump's deplorables as it relates to sexual issues. And we include misogyny in that, and of course, homophobia. And I think that we can just give it as a given that when we look at Donald Trump, he is a deplorable under every single example that Hillary Clinton gave that defines a deplorable. So we're going to look at some of the other folks. Let's go to Mike Pence, the man that Donald Trump has intimated would actually be running. We have pointed out many times on the show that Mike Pence is probably the most homophobic governor in the United States, or at least he was until he was tapped by Donald Trump. But here's what he said at the Values Voter Summit this last weekend. He pledged that Trump will sign into law the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which bans abortion at 20 weeks based on an unscientific theory about fetuses being able to feel pain, a theory for which there is only contradictory evidence and no evidential support. He talked about support for the Hyde Amendment, which hurts low-income people and people of color. He outright lied when he said that Planned Parenthood uses federal Title X family planning money to fund abortion care. They do not. And in fact, that is prohibited by law. And if the witch-hunting House committees on Capitol Hill that are working specifically to destroy Planned Parenthood, if they had found any evidence of that, believe me, we would have heard about it. With Pence's enthusiastic support, he declared that funding from the federal government for Planned Parenthood would end. He said, "Let me assure you, the Trump-Pence administration will stand for the sanctity of life and defend the unborn from the first day we take office." He also talked about how he funded with state government crisis pregnancy centers, including an organization called Real Alternatives. Crisis pregnancy centers are fake health centers. They don't provide any kind of health care. They are not an alternative to any kind of women's clinic. And they are religiously motivated and intended to talk women out of having an abortion. They have no problem with lying and deceiving women, and almost every aspect of their operation is deceptive. The changes Mike Pence wants to make for women's access to reproductive health care, those are deplorable. And yes, there really is probably no truth to the rumor that Donald Trump was considering naming Peter Thiel to the Supreme Court. That's just something that got out there. There's no evidence that that is true, even remotely. However, Peter Thiel is still part of Trump's inner circle, and he is a very, very close associate. Peter Thiel is a libertarian. He is also a gay man. And unlike most of the gay men that I know, he really, really dislikes women a lot. He's not really that big on democracy either. He said in an essay published by the Cato Institute, "I no longer believe that freedom and democracy are compatible. The 1920s were the last decade in American history during which one could be genuinely optimistic about politics. Since 1920, the vast increase in welfare beneficiaries and the extension of the franchise to women, two constituencies that are notoriously tough for libertarians, have rendered the notion of capitalist democracy into an oxymoron." Then there's Iowa Congressman and Trump surrogate Steve King. He had this to say about gay families. He appeared on CNN a couple of days ago And he made the claim that studies that show that LGBT parents are just as good as any other parents, he said that those studies were hoaxes, just like the research that shows there is global warming. He said everybody knows that global warming is a hoax. And he also had something to say about Donald Trump's child care tax credit. Now, it's been examined, and the general conclusion by experts is that it is heavily weighed in favor of the wealthy. But Steve King is not completely on board with it. He believes that it should be restricted to natural families only. No gay couples with children should be allowed to get any kind of tax credit to help with their child care. Why? Because Steve King is absolutely deplorable. And then there's serial sexual harasser Roger Ailes. After weeks of denying that he was part of the campaign, we now know better. Of course, instead of facing any real punishment, Roger Ailes was paid $40 million to go away. Nor does he have to pay the $20 million that was awarded in the first sexual harassment lawsuit settlement. Fox News pays all of that. Roger Ailes is about as deplorable as you can get. Donald Trump has built a frighteningly large coalition of misogynists and homophobes and people who simply hate other people, whether for their religion or the color of their skin. This astonishes me in the 21st century. I think that I and so many people like me are just disappointed in our fellow citizens, that here we are in the 21st century, and there is so much racism, there is so much homophobia, there is so much misogyny, that a political candidate can actually build a credible coalition around them. While there are many things deplorable about this year's election, I think that this coalition of hate is the most